EU rules regarding cabotage, which affects our business. Basically, it's because we're a Southern Ireland company, we can't lift and collect loads within the UK unless you register the vehicle in the UK. That's the main reason behind it, and that's the reason that we set up a company about a year ago in Northern Ireland, was to basically to stay within the law, because the UK government, they enforce these rules.
I presume there will be a saving as it relates to, you know, tax and charges for crossing the border and what have you. Is that a factor too?
Yeah. We, whenever we did set up the company, and we did base about 20% of the vehicles in Northern Ireland, we've seen that there was cost savings to be made. And with the UK, which introduced the road user levy, that was kind of an added factor. So we decided to basically apply for an increase in our license, which is an operating license to operate within the UK. And we're just waiting on that too, which will be through very shortly. Whenever that comes, we'll be based in majority of it, 90% of the business will be based in Northern Ireland.
Now, you have around 30 workers, I understand, currently well, living in Donegal, I suppose the easiest way to describe them. What about their futures?
Well, like at the moment, like they're still working for the company, and like I don't want to lay off anybody. But the way that I've been told things is because our vehicles we're all Northern Ireland registered, and we still come to Southern Ireland. Like we've customers in Southern Ireland, and they are breaking the law if they come to Southern Ireland, because they're classed as a state resident driving a foreign registered vehicle. Now, I didn't actually know this until recently. I always thought if you're a company vehicle that you were allowed to come into the state to do business, but it doesn't seem to be the case.